Welcome back, everybody, to Around the Blocks with Mike Knox. And I am your host, clearly Mike Knox, fresh off a tremendous WrestleMania weekend of New Orleans, home in time to give you this Tuesday morning edition of Around the Blocks with Mike Knox, Raw After Mania review. I mean, a lot of things took place yesterday on Monday Night Raw. But before, because I have to make an amends, okay, and I have to make up for yesterday, and yesterday being that I gave WrestleMania a 3 out of 5. A lot of reasons why I gave it that. I want to go back into it. You can go back and watch yesterday's Around the Blocks with Mike Knox, but a lot of reasons why I gave it a 3 out of 5. But as I honestly come to my senses, still the things I hated, I hated. I hated the Braun situation. I hated Cena getting squashed. There were things I hated. But as I went back and I watched it, and as more importantly, this is where I think wrestling fans and why I made my show the Show Fit Intelligent Wrestling Fan, but I hope that the fans that I connect with and people are out there that tune into this program and follow me on social media wise, we're all intelligent wrestling fans. After further review, after watching the show again on the network, I give it a 4 out of 5 with WrestleMania, and I'm going to up the belt grade on that as well. I gave it a 3 out of 5 Million Dollar Man titles worn by Ted DiBiase Jr. I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5 Million Dollar Man Ted DiBiase Sr. championships. From head to toe, this might have been one of the best WrestleManias in the past 10 years. And you look at it, and I get it. The placement of these matches were unimaginable. I when people give me feedback on this show, I agree. There's nothing here that I can disagree with you, except for the main event. Shout out to Hugo Rivera of Solon Sports and No Foul Play, and you know everybody's again is entitled to their own opinions, and including Stone Cold Steve Austin, who on his podcast yesterday said about the Roman Reigns Brock Lesnar match being a spot fest. Well, you know what? What else are you going to get out of these two guys? Okay, that's what you're going to get. So other than that main event with you guys, I agree. You watch that main event, I think you should watch wrestling three different ways. The same as boxing. You got to watch without commentary, and you got to watch with the volume turned down. You have to tune out a crowd. I walked out of the Mercedes Superdome pissed off because the section I was in was such ass munches that it translated into me and made me a Debbie Downer in that situation. So from the 3.5 to the 4.5, still not the greatest WrestleMania. I still would think for my take, last year's Mania was better. 28 was better. But this card from head to toe was the best card I've ever seen in WrestleMania. And you go to these matches and you separate them, not how they were placed, but you watch them as you're watching them. This Mania should rank high for you. So that's my first thing. I wanted to make an amends to that low grade I gave it today. But I'm still pissed about the things I said I was pissed about. And that will not change. Okay, so on to Raw after Mania yesterday. And good morning, everybody that's tuned in right now. I'll get to your questions and comments momentarily. Let me just go ahead and run through this quick hit list real fast of what exactly happened on Monday Night Raw after Mania, if you will. And the crowd, Raw after Mania crowds are cool. They can be fun. I felt that the WrestleMania crowd wasn't fun. I felt that after, you know, and this is in my words again, shout out to Hugo who sent me this, the Stone Cold Steve Austin thing. And it, again, I listen very well. I'm a very good listener. And this is why I say the show for the intelligent wrestling fan, because you can't just, in my opinion, form your own opinion. You can have that opinion, of course, that's yours to have, but you have to be smart enough, intelligent enough, and willing to listen to other people, think about what they're saying, if it's bullshit, if it's good things they're saying, or, okay, I can respect that and what they're saying. And in doing so, Roman Reigns for the last 4 or 5 years, they've tried to put him over, and outside of the Shield, you guys just refuse to like them. Yes, I said you guys, because there were 78,133 fans in the Superdome yesterday, Sunday evening. probably about 70,000 went against Roman Reigns. And I don't know where I get the number from. It's just the sound to me felt like only 8,000 of us was cheering for Roman Reigns. And yes, I was one of those guys. But on to Raw. Ronda Rousey attacks Stephanie McMahon. Good segment. I'm going to say the same thing I always say about Ronda Rousey. You guys know this. I'm on her list as a, being a fan. I want to buy a Ronda Rousey shirt. I will continue to want to buy a Ronda Rousey shirt. I still think Ronda Rousey will be successful. She has to stop smiling so god darn much, because when she goes from the smile to the frown, it's just, I can't get with it. She needs to, I mean, damn, Rhonda, what the hell are you doing? Do you not, I mean, Stephanie McMahon blows her out of the ring when, as far as in-ringmanship is concerned, the billion-dollar princess. Then we had the Raw Women's Champion, Nia Jax, brings out Amber Moon. They defeat Alexa Bliss and Mickie James. The rumor of the commentary is saying that Alexa and Mickie are protesting to get over to SmackDown, and that's fine. No Way Jose debuts against a jobber. I'm sorry, enhancement talent. No Way Jose, I don't think will last on the main roster, and here's why. His gimmick that he has is built for NXT. It's built to be in that small place where those guys can, you know, get over better in that small, you know, smaller venue. When they do have the takeovers, the crowd can go a little wild because they're intelligent enough from what the NXT show gives you. Last night, bringing the conga line, everything else to the show, it's like Adam Rose all over again. Adam Rose was a good in-ring talent. He was better before he was Adam Rose when he played like the Crocodile Dundee kind of character. I forget the name of it was. I loved him in that role, but No Way Jose, who I in person seen, so I admire him and I think he can go in the ring. This is not going to last on Raw. He's going to be Titus Worldwide very soon. The Revival take on Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson in a tag team elimination match as Braun Strowman and Nicholas, who says he's going to get these hands when he gets older, relinquish the titles, which is the greatest thing that happened, because him winning that title to me was just up there with David Arquette winning the WCW title. Just a bunch of bullshit. So they ended until the Revival wins that, which, again, what does this do for Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson? Carl Anderson is too damn good to be losing matches, Vince. Okay. I've never said this. I've said this because I was in the airport with a lot of wrestling fans. And I got to say this on my show as well. The WWE will never get better until it's time for Vince to go. You happy, fans? I've said it. I'm a Vince McMahon mark, as you should be a Vince McMahon mark. But he literally has lost touch with his audience, in my opinion, in a lot of areas. Not in some areas, but in a lot of areas, Vince has lost touch with us. Jeff Hardy helps, you know, comes out with Seth Rollins and Finn Balor take on The Miz and The Miserable. That actually becomes the main event. They win that match. By the way, good to see Jeff Hardy back. It was better to see Jeff Hardy backstage when they ran into Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt, Woken Wyatt, and he was Brother Nero. That was pretty cool to see that. Sasha Banks defeats Mandy Rose. Did you see Mandy Rose? Did you see Mandy Rose? Oh, my God, Mandy Rose. But sad note, honestly, I thought they would keep Paige around to be a valet manager type for the WWE for a while, for Absolution. And she announces her retirement. And no disrespect towards Paige, I didn't see enough of Paige. Paige to me is not a Hall of Famer. They're going to put her in for what she did and what she quote unquote started the women's revolution, which no, she didn't, in my opinion. But 4 years in a business, she spent two of those years hurt. Half of that suspended. Where do you go with that? But it was still sad to see her go. Nevertheless, not being the biggest Paige fan, but respect her talent, it was sad to see that and see her actually shedding tears in the ring. It's when you have to have your career end short, in her short amount of time being in wrestling, that I really feel for her. I hope she has a promising career that's not in porn. Okay. Sasha Banks, as I said, defeated them and they had that altercation with Bayley. We get into this again. All your comments and questions I get to momentarily. Bobby Lashley comes out, attacks Elias. I don't know how the crowd's really going to react to Bobby Lashley. I was a Lashley fan before going to TNA. I hate the headband. I'm sorry. A big, bald, black guy like that. I mean, his head's the size of a watermelon. He does not need to have the headband on. Please ditch the headband. That's why I can't give it Bobby Lashley. That's why I never downloaded him on WWE 2K18 or 17 with the headband. I think it's stupid. Remove the headband. But he attacks Elias because what else do everybody do when they come out there? They attack WWE. Walk with Elias. He is the show, in my opinion. Authors of Pain make their debut, but they tell Paul Ellering to go somewhere? Come on with that. Samoa Joe confronts Roman Reigns and tells him that, you know, you're a fraud. I mean, that was an interesting interesting confrontation. And to see Roman on the mic, it was okay there, but then to see his facial expressions, I think they have to completely repackage Roman Reigns. But I don't think what they do with him is going to work. Fans are going to hate him regardless, unless, like I said, I'm going to continue to ride that he needs to be with Paul Heyman. If he's a Paul Heyman guy, fans will cheer. That's how I feel. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn come out there, say looking for a job. Kurt Angle says getting a match. Winner gets a contract. No contest. Neither one gets a contract. And as I said then in the show, Miz and them won the program. But I see your question and comments coming in. You need Hugo in the crowd so we could have taken over that section. I was screaming, Hugo. It just wasn't going to work. It was a handful of us that was there. And it was just like, you see them with their Kenny Omega shirts and things. And here's my thing. I said it before about wrestling. And you're a fan. You're entitled to whatever you want to do with your money. You know, like I was on the Reddit post for the Belt Kings and, you know, guys are, you know, let me just put this out there for instance. Even those who listen to this show right now on Facebook Live, which is going to be on YouTube later and again on thechairshot.com, hashtag use your head. If I don't know you, you can't make a comment that's a smart-ass comment and expect me to know that you're joking. Let's be real. Everybody goes through this on social media, okay? You don't know this person, and they say something like, yeah, that shirt looks kind of tight on you. If you don't emphasize it with an LOL or a laughing face emoji or a ha-ha-ha-ha-ha joker emoji, then I'm going to take it as you're a dick, okay? So for the guy on the Reddit post that was like, oh, Ultimo Dragon, then whatever he was saying, come on, bro. I don't know you. So when I comment back and say, how about stop the hating and show some love, don't come back with a smart ass remark, okay? Because I don't know you, okay? It's really that simple. I don't know you. If I don't know you. So you can't joke with me because you don't know if I'm joking with you. And one thing I do know is that in person, you can get these hands, okay? What's going on, Michael? How you doing today? No Way Jose has tarnished the Latino population, ripping off Adam Rose and Carlito. It's like a mix between them both. Leo Kruger, yes, that was his name. Thank you, Jeff, was Adam Rose's character. Leo Kruger was, that guy could have got over for me. He really, really could have. But and I get back to your questions, or your comments, rather. This Raw After Mania show, did it live up to the hype of other Raw After Manias? That's a question for you to answer. Did it live up to the other Raw After Mania shows? I like to think that it did, but I watched it in spurts. You know, I watched it on the plane, I watched it in the house, I watched it on my phone, I watched it in the Wawa. I watched it. So maybe I didn't get a chance to get engulfed into the entire show. I probably caught it around. I caught up. You're right, because you know YouTube TV, I was able to catch up. I always say that wrestling watch Raws on DVR. So I saw the opening. Okay. I saw the Amber. Then I was gone for the tag team match. Then I was back in. Kind of dozed off. Not that the show was boring. Like again, big weekend, guys. You walk up and down Bourbon Street a bunch of times as we've been. Shout out to King Mo underscore Eaton. I call him the showstopper. And the things we did as Belt Kings, and thank everybody for their support. Please, if you see any pictures of us online, please share with me. Tag me in it, whatever you can. Tag Mo Eaton in it as well. Maurice Eaton in it as well. Please, it's out there. We're trying to get this thing off the ground and started starting up something big. Bobby Lashley looked good in his debut. F Roman Reigns, what else is new? I have a feeling that Authors of Pain will be taking the Ascension route. Adrian, here's why they can't take the Ascension route. And when you say that, that's a broad statement, right? The Ascension in which way? The Ascension, taking the Ascension route is when they were brought up? No. I'm going to tell you, the reason why I'm going to answer that as a no is because the crowd booed Ascension from the beginning because they had the stupid promos on the main roster. The Authors of Pain, I do feel you get over better with Paul Ellering. Here's the thing with Paul Ellering. Paul Ellering's old as shit. So I can't see Paul Ellering traveling. So that's probably what that was. That wasn't them, you know, creative. That was probably Paul Ellering saying, look, I'm taking it as far as I can go. I can't travel. I don't know. I'm not willing to travel. I don't know this. I don't have this on any, you know, no one's told me this. This is just me using an intelligent wrestling decision of what I know about the business and Paul Ellering. So I do think they need somebody because they don't talk, and Paul did the talking for them. So could they be Haman guys? Let's find out. But I don't think they take the ascension route. To put Romans over, they need to take off his shirt and cut his hair, in my opinion. Soldier Tony says that. Here's the thing about cutting the hair. That ain't going to happen. Come on, bro. You know it ain't going to happen. I'm bald-headed. I try to get long hair. Girls dig the long hair. Okay? Any Samoan. Name me a Samoan other than Joe. Right? Like I put it together. That has short hair. They don't. They just don't. They maybe in Hawaii, I'm talking about in the wrestling business, not like real Samoans, or not that he's not real, but you get what I'm saying. So I don't think that's going to happen. Taking off the shirt, I know you fan. I am personally don't get the hate of or the dislike, maybe not necessarily hate, but the dislike that you guys take with the vest still being on. That's just me. Dean Ambrose wrestled in the vest. All he did was take the vest off. He had the tank top on. I'm a hashtag Dean Ambrose guy, but I hate his wrestling attire. He wrestles in jeans and a wife beater. I hate it. No one complains about his attire. If the man, what do you say in Coming to America? If a man wants to be called Muhammad Ali, if the man wants to wear a damn vest, the man wants to wear a damn vest. That's my opinion to that. What else we got here? What changes do you appreciate in next week? Expect in next week's Superstar Shakeup? Man, that's something I can't even begin to fathom right now. To be honest, I thought Authors of Pain would go to SmackDown. I'll tell you that. So maybe they debuted on Raw at the Mania and then they go to SmackDown because the Bludgeon Brothers cannot just take it. If the Bludgeon Brothers are going to be your new tag team champions, right? And the Usos get fucked the way they get fucked. Move the Usos to Raw because they're too big to be on SmackDown. So let's move the Usos to Raw. Let's move the Authors of Pain to SmackDown and take on the Bludgeon Brothers. There you go. Now I know why the Usos lost. The Usos are going to Raw. Bet it. Write it down. Take a picture. I don't give a fuck. That's what's going to happen. Usos to Raw. That's one of my things. Check me out. Let me think some more about that one, Michael. What's going on, Thomas? Oh, hell no, that was disrespectful. What did I say was disrespectful? Come on, you cannot. If you're going to write in here about what I say, you have to tell me what I said because I don't know. I'm talking, all right? I'm talking, I'm reading, I'm looking, I'm entertaining, at least I hope I am, right? Facts, okay? Whatever I said was facts. Mike, don't play. I don't know what I'm playing with. Okay, no, not at all. It was good, but it was not, it wasn't like Raw at the Mania in Miami. No, that's what I said, okay? That was probably one of the GOATs for WrestleManias. It was. WrestleMania 28 to me is the GOAT of WrestleManias. People can say 30 because of the stuff that happened with Daniel Bryan. People can say last year. I say 28 was the GOAT. You don't get, we talked about this amongst the Belt Kings all weekend long, and I didn't even realize this to the enforcer. Dion brought this up. And then everybody knows to me, the best WrestleMania match, in my opinion, with Undertaker was none that had Shawn Michaels involved with it, other than Shawn Michaels as the referee with Triple H in the Hell in a Cell end of an era match. To get the super kick, Sweet Chin Music into a pedigree and still kick out. Sorry. That was just off the chain right there wrestling. Yes, it did live up to the Raw at Mania standards. Too much hypercritical people that love to complain. That's a good point. Again, I don't think it's something to complain about. So I know you're not talking about myself, but we're talking about wrestling fans. Okay, they're going to complain. This is what we need to understand here, guys. Again, on YouTube, the game, youtube.com/thegameV1. On Blog Talk Radio, you know where BDSR Network is. Also thechairshot.com, hashtag use your head. These shows will be as well. Thank you for tuning in right here on Facebook. Please share it, guys. Let it get out there. I'm trying to get my Patreon account started back so I can start hiring some of you guys again. Mania next year. If you know a good photographer, we need photographers for us. And we're auditioning for a lot of things coming up for Bell Kings as well for next year. We're gonna do Mania in New York right. Okay, we're gonna be in a house. We're going to do this correctly, and I'm bringing my whole entire family. So if you think I got props or we got props as a team, wait till you see my boys and my girls with belts. We coming to shut shit down next year. But, yeah, they're going to complain. You got to understand something like that. My point was going to make. I get off track sometimes. Is that here's Vince McMahon, what they want, what the WWE wants to put in place, and then here's fans are going to hate on it. No matter what Vince wants, the fans will hate. And that's my problem with wrestling. I've said this, and again, and we have a lot of conversations when you're around New Orleans and you're around wrestling fans, and it's just all really wrestling fans, airports, restaurants, street, it doesn't matter. A lot of us come up with the same conclusion of what I just said. They're going to hate anything Vince wants. But again, wrestling fans today, including people that I know, okay, that's a part of my show. And I want to call you out, but you know who you are. Okay. I think fans in general forget the understanding of the basic of professional wrestling. It's good guy versus bad guy. And that's what it is. You watch comic books, you cheer for good guys, you cheer. I don't hear no one, you may love the Joker, no one cheers for the Joker to kill Batman. It's always the other way around. Okay. We may love Lex Luthor, but you're still cheering for Superman. Okay. You may love Magneto, but the X-Men has to win. But when it comes to professional wrestling, you want to change the narrative. I don't get it. What else we got here going on here? It did not live up to the hype of past shows, Minister Jed. And good morning to you, Minister Jed. Again, I watched it in Sprax, but when I did see it, it did not feel like it did. And here's the reason why Raw After Manias are starting to do what they do. Because what made Raw's After Mania great was the unknown. Now you expect the unknown. You cannot, so you're going now to be like, oh yes, what's about to happen? What's about to happen? What's about to happen? That takes away from it. A, we knew Bobby Lashley was coming. B, we knew Amber Moon was coming. B, C, we thought the Authors of Pain was going to be there just on SmackDown. If you're an intelligent wrestling fan, you've seen who they pant to at WrestleMania, you kind of maybe would have thought, no way Jose was coming. So, was it a bad show? Absolutely not. It wasn't a bad show. It just, it's lost its luster. It's like when you found out about the internet and all of a sudden there were hashtag death to dirt sheets, but you might read them. Dirt sheets, it became existent. If you'd have known about dirt sheets and dirt sheets would have ruined Razor Ramon, Scott Hall, and Kevin Nash and NWO coming, it would have never been the same. If we'd had what we have today, all that would have been killed. And I think that's what's still killing wrestling. Wrestling as a wrestling fan will never be back enjoyable on all levels of enjoyment until you kill dirt sheets. Dirt sheets does nothing for you. I've been here again before you guys for 9 years, close to 2,000 episodes. I've never, ever given you a spoiler. I've never, ever given you anything other than what I think is going to happen. I've never done that. I've never once done that. Shout out to Savio Vega, okay? Finally meeting Mr. Savio Vega, okay? That was pretty cool. What else we got going on here? Just a whole bunch of call-ups. Sam, man, what's going on, Sam, man? Yeah, you know, just having a bunch of call-ups, what eventually happens? It becomes, that's what it should be called the Raw Call-Up Show after Mania, right? Let's dub that right now. The Raw Call-Up Show after Mania, because that's all you're getting. What's surprisingly great about it anymore? The crowd being obnoxious. Again, you're screaming CM Punk, CM Punk, CM Punk for what reason? CM Punk doesn't give a shit about you. He's from Peoria, Illinois. He's not Chicago. So not only is he fake for taking his ball home and running, he got a fake ass name. Again, Manfield Brooks. If I could tell my job to kiss my ass because you ain't treating me right and to go make money somewhere else, more power to the man. But the character can eat a dick. Okay, what else we got going on here? Paul Ellering still looks good enough. Like he's 142-pound pops to him. Props to him. All right, Paul Ellering does look good. I'm not going to take that away from him at all. The Rock, okay? See, Bobby talking about my Samoan comment. The Rock is half Samoan. Aha! He's half black, half Samoan. And guess what? That's why he doesn't have long hair. He's never had long hair because, well, when he was a kid, he had long hair because that's probably the Samoan side. You know, as he got older, the good black jeans, you know, good black don't crack, took over. So, ha, got you on that one. Tried to get me. You tried to get me, Mr. Parker Jr. You tried, but you couldn't because The Rock doesn't count because he's half black. That's why black people don't count him as a champion. I do, but a lot of black fans, wrestling fans will say The Rock, you know, WWE still hasn't had a real black champion because The Rock is half black and he's half Samoan and they never promote his black side. They say the son of Rocky Johnson, but that's all you get. Everything's shown on television as the Samoan side. What else you got here? Joe's promo last night was really good. It was amazing. Doesn't Roman Vest protect his sports hernia injury? I don't know. That never even crosses my mind. I just think it's, I don't get the dislike of the vest. The vest is cool to me. It has a symbol on it. And, you know, Roman needs to get rid of this. Once Roman gets rid of this, I think wrestling fans will be okay and better off with them. You know, I don't mind the spear. I don't mind the Superman punch. It's I don't mind the I don't mind that stuff, but I do mind the cocking of the fist. I think that's really stupid and corny. What else we got here? Joe was MVP of last night. Nah, Joe wasn't MVP of last night. I don't know. Let me think about that one for a second, because Joe was that was pretty dope. That was pretty dope. But let me think about that real fast. MVP of last night's Raw call up after Mania, because that's what I'm gonna call it from now on. I'm gonna change the title. It's written up here. I gotta edit that Raw. And that thanks to Sandman for that one. Raw call up show after Mania. MVP of the show last night. First came to my mind was Paige, to be honest, just to have to say goodbye. This is your house chance. I mean, I got to say, when you first said that, first thing came to my mind was Paige. Second one came to my mind was Jeff Hardy. But we kind of knew Jeff was coming back as well. So we knew Joe had about the possibility of being back. So for argument's sake, I'll go ahead and give you Joe. Because I can't tell you, what he did was great, and I thought it pushed it to a different level. Excuse me. I hate John Cena's wrestling attire. See, Jason Michael Campbell again. But no one, you know, they complained about it, then they let it go, right? AOP totally disrespected Paul. Come on, Mr. J. How they totally disrespect Paul Heyman? The guy's old. He wants to go home and spend time with his grandkids, okay? But I do think keeping Paul Ellering gives them a different level of aggression. And not even aggression is the word I'm looking for. Credibility, right? Credibility. I think if you keep Paul Heyman with them, that gives you a whole different level of credibility. Two Authors of Pain. I like to see what they're going to do without them, because I'm a big Authors of Pain guy. And the very first time I saw those guys, I was impressed with them. I'm glad the Undertaker match, Undertaker beat him in a squash match. Ah, come on. And everybody, I got a couple of people saying that, a couple of people. I'm on a disagreement side with that. I knew and I think he should have won the match. And as explained to me, well, Taker last few years have had these matches that he hasn't looked too good in. So let's get it out of the way. But we're talking about arguably, okay? You can put this where you want to put it. You can disagree with it how you want to disagree with it. But John Cena in the aisles of the WWE is on the Mount Rushmore of professional wrestling. Not your favorite, not who's in your heart, who you're going to put there. But if you're going to think about the biggest, best people that's ever been in wrestling, John Cena has to be on there. And I think that he's on there. So to have him lose in a squash match is what I didn't like. He came off like a total bitch. And John Cena, whether you like him or you don't like him, isn't a bitch. Okay. I'm sorry. Have you not seen when The Miz made fun of him on Total Divas with the house rules for John Cena? John Cena's real. John Cena made Nikki Bella sign a contract to move into his house. Okay. Instead of giving her an engagement ring, he bought her a car. John Cena's the man. Okay. What else we got here? Sucks that Ellering isn't with Alphas of Pain, AOP. Watch, WWE is going to make them shoot their own promos. I think they will. And I don't think that's good for them. I just don't. Team shut it down. What does that mean, Mo? Soldier checks it back in. Not that we don't like it, but he needs a new approach for the crowd. Yeah, I get that. Talking about Roman Reigns. They need everything from him, right? So they need everything from Roman right now. I don't think it's anything they can do. And then Hugo, you agree with my Usos need to go to Raw. I don't understand the hate for Roman. He is good, and he gets better on the mic all day. Listen. I don't do this often. I'm going to love that comment, Bobby Parker, because I'm in that. I know that I'm a WWE guy. I've accepted that, okay? And this WWE guy went to Ring of Honor over NXT. Sorry. Wasting my fucking money. But yeah, what I was saying. I told you to get off track sometime. I don't get it either. People want to argue. No, Roman's not. Every time you tell me something you don't like about Roman, I guarantee you I can call it a top superstar that you loved, that he's just as good in that aspect. Not a better character, okay? That's the difference here, people. We're talking about professional wrestling. So what gets you over, you guys talk about in-ring talent all the time. Oh, he can't wrestle. He only got five moves, blah, 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 blah. That's not what you're in love with, that person. You're not in love with Stone Cold because his in-ring ability. You're in love with Stone Cold Steve Austin because he's Stone Cold Steve Austin. It's the character, okay? You're not in love with The Rock because of The Rock's in-ring ability. You're in love with The Rock because the character of The Rock is so massive. the character of Roman Reigns needs to change. But what he does as far as his job, wrestling and microphone wise, when he has to cut promos, he's above average. Okay. I'm not saying he's great. Okay. I think he's good in the ring. I think he's really good in the ring as far as Royal Wrestling Entertainment wrestling is concerned. I think he sells. I think he does his moves very good. I think he knows the ring very well. And those who are Intelligent Wrestling fans will understand what I mean when I say that about knowing, like if you go back until the Cruiserweight match, 205 match from WrestleMania, that was such a great match with Mustafa and Alexander. Such a good match. And I've been watching the match when Mustafa hit his move and Alexander rolled. And I said, I'm telling everybody, I was counting, I'm like, he's going to put a phone on the ropes. Good ringmanship. I think Roman is good with that. But no, he's not great at any, he's not great on the microphone, but he's above average. And I ain't talking about Mike Sanders. I said about the dudes in the crowd. I know what you meant. What, talking about Hugo, what do you guys mean, Jared? I totally missed what happened. Gerard? What do you mean, Gerard? What do you mean, Gerard? I totally, I don't know what you're talking about. Jed, I don't know what that means either. Michael Grant chimes in. Raw after Mania is all good. Mark the F out for Bobby Lashley and Amber Moon. I'm not a Paige fan either, but I can say I was sad for her. It was sad. If she instills the Danny Bryan mentality, she could be back in a few years. See, that's the difference here is that Daniel Bryan didn't have a neck injury of the spine. That's what killed Edge's career. Daniel Bryan had concussions. He didn't have a neck injury. He had concussions. So there's a difference there when it comes to Paige. Dude who wants Roman to change his image, maybe they're fancying him. I don't know. I understand when people, I hear that from everybody, Mike, that they want Roman Reigns to change his gear, his ring attire. I'm just like, to me, it doesn't matter. I think wrestling fans nitpick at what we want and what we think is better for a guy. I go back to when we had Road Dogg on Soul and Sports. Or was he on Soul and Sports? Was he on Perfect Plex? Either way, it's all the same umbrella, right? Cheap pop, but it's not because I pay for it. And he was saying that, you know, people think it's easy to write a show. It really isn't. I mean, you got to understand here, we're in booking. And I'm not going to say something as dumb as give me the book because we know that's stupid. But we all think we can book a show, right? And I believe that our traditional minds can do something better than what they do. I'm not going to disagree with you guys' thought process in that, but they have 1,000 things to come across. They have 1,000 people to answer to. It's just hard to answer everything and everybody. So I think they put shit up there, and if it sticks, they let it stick. If it falls, they back to the next level. Excuse me. What else we got here? I marked out for Amber. That's only due to her theme song. Okay. I know a photographer. Hey, how about that, Jeff? I know a very good photographer too. Wow. Jeff, gotta talk to me, man. You gotta talk to me. I forgot about you. It was just in my mind. Not just fully my decision to do that, but I you know, you gotta end, right? So a house, we're getting a house. I don't know what you mean by that one, Hugo. Okay. DJ James, what's going on, Dice Man? I'm glad to be back, brother. I need you at Mania, man. I need you. I can't wait. We're going to be so live at Mania next year. Yes. Brother, I need you. I need you. Pause. Just, you know, no broke back. All right. You understand what I'm saying? Man love here. Man love. All man love. Forever. Wakanda. What else we got here? You think it's time for Vince to let Triple H take over the company? Motherfucking right. My buck is getting kind of tight. And I'm stressed, so Picky let me get the vest. No need for that. Just grab your fucking gats. The first pocket that's fat, you're taking to his back. Word is born. Vince needs to let him take over. Vince needs to let Triple H take over. You can hate him as a wrestler, but y'all all respect him as a promoter. Triple H, you not see NXT. When my kids tell me that NXT is better than WrestleMania, until they saw WrestleMania, then they said, I like WrestleMania better, but the main event on NXT was better than anything I've ever seen, Dad. They're 10-year-olds. They're 9-year-olds. Well, they're both 10 until next week when Michael turns 11, but you get my point. Yeah, he can take over the show, man. He needs it bad. No one wants Thanos to end the world. Too much internet spoilers, absolutely. Good morning. What's going on, Corey? Yeah, I had to call you back, man. You happened to call me when you know what I'm talking about. You're driving the GPS up. And we're trying to find somewhere. And then from there, just all hell may loose. Chicago did not make Punk. That's a lie. Peoria made Punk. He should be PMP. That's his damn name. Peoria made Punk, not Chicago. They shoot drawing fans. Yeah, yes, they do, Adrian. Raw, hashtag Raw Color. Let's go, Sam, man. Talking about. And I'm coming to your city. You know, matter of fact, you moved out of your city, so you can't even go take me to Genius to get a cheesecake next year, Sam, man. You motherfucker. How you going to move when I'm coming there next year? I don't even want to go. It was 42 degrees on Sunday in New York. How they going to have it next year? Huh? They better be selling coats and winter hats. Matter of fact, they did last for so many. Because they know they better have heaters out there. And I don't think they can have heaters in an outdoor stadium. Because matter of fact, they don't heat up Giants fans and Jets fans. So that's going to be crazy. All right, we got Campbell. A lot of the wrestlers were saying that the ringside, they're not actually from, what from or did not know that Hogan is said California for many years. He's from Tampa. You know what? How about this? I know firsthand, okay, that the Road Warriors are from Darby, Pennsylvania. Not Chicago. Or, you know, they're, you know, and the beginning of their wrestling careers were in Darby, Pennsylvania. I agree. I love Roman's vest. Rollins was MVP. See, that's another one I thought about, Adrian, was Rollins yesterday. On there. That, you know what? Watching Mania on TV this year, because they added the 3D dimensions, like, I didn't know Seth Rollins had blue eyes. You know what I mean? We couldn't see that in the stadium. You know what I'm saying? Campbell, that's the WB thing of cooking, fitness. That is not his fault. Besides, I like, why should he get rid of it? Yep, talking about the vest there. I'm so heartbroken about Paige. Yeah, Dice, I know that's your girl. I know. Like I said, it was sad. And I'm not a Paige fan. It was sad. Hating Reigns has just become the sport. Yeah, it's just like CM Punk chants. It's like, you know, it's getting old, people. It's been 5 years. It's getting old. Okay. And this is what gets me. It's not the fact you're entitled to like who you want to like and who you don't like. I just have a problem when you don't like somebody for the reasons that you're saying, because that's stupid. And I try my best, right? When I first started off doing radio, I think I came up a little brash and harsh. I think I've since, you know, tried to build levels to it. And I try not to say certain things like, well, that opinion is stupid. But when people tell me Roman can't wrestle and Roman can't talk, I really ignore it. I truly ignore it, because that is the dumbest shit I've ever heard. But yet you love this guy and that guy and this guy and that girl. And no, I like Hugo said, when I did the review yesterday, I ran down a list of guys that wrestle with the same amount of movesets that he wrestles with, that you guys love. And if you saw him in person, would go drooling over him on the streets. Okay. I've been one of those. I'll be one of those to think that WWE starts the fire to put Reigns over. I don't know what they can do with him at all on here, guys. A lot of your comments repeat. I'm gonna get a couple more in here and I get ready to go. I've been away. I want to spend some more time with the wife, if you know what I mean. Roman is the locker room guy. Every superstar says that he is the one that ends up the last guy to leave kind of guy. It was the Undertaker, so it's the superstars now that Roman is that guy. And I've heard that, Bobby Parker, that Roman has kind of taken that mantle, or trying to, you know, but he's respected in the locker room. You know what I mean? He's been groomed, like he said in that one promo when everybody cheered, which I didn't get. You cheered him. It wasn't the fact you were just cheering, the fact that he was calling out Brock for not being there. He was talking about his lineage, you know, his lineage, his history, where his family comes from and what he's done in his business. His father's Alpha Jr. Okay. I mean, well, he's Alpha Jr., but his father's Alpha and Brock's cousin. And we know the history of the Anawani family. Like, this guy is, he knows the business, and I just think it's time for fans to give him his love. It's Amber, not Amber Moon. Okay, that was spelled wrong. I didn't spell that, by the way. Here you go. We're getting a house next year for Mania. Yes, we're getting a house for Mania next year. We're not getting, because it's too many people going. Okay, it's just too many people going. We all get a house. We could split it. We don't care what Kat said. Hell, when we slept in a hotel, one dude slept on the floor, slept on a chair. Just make sure we have, as Mo said to me, as long as we have a roof, we're good. But guys, I'm going to get up out of here. I'll read some of your comments later. I appreciate everybody checking out, tuning in. Please do me a favor and share it and get it out there and get Corey's hand. The Punk chants aren't aren't getting old. They're just plain old for a long time now. Absolutely right. But Raw After Mania, or as we now have dubbed it, Raw Call Ups After Mania Show, hashtag Raw Call Ups. I'm going to give it, it was a good show. I was going to give it a good show, but it's lost its appeal. So I give it a 4 out of 5. Mr. Perfect. No, I give that title too much. Let me find something different here. 4 out of 5 Bret Hart United States Champions and WCW titles. 4 out of 5 United States Champions. It was good, right? But we know what happened there. We knew it was going to happen. He's Bret Hart, and that's what it was. It wasn't, you know, we knew he was gone, so the excitement was kind of gone, and Bret was never the same guy as he was. I just never thought Bret fit in WCW. So, yeah, 4 out of 5 4 out of 5 United States Bret Hart titles. Good show, Raw call-ups after Mania show was, but it could have been better. And I don't think it can. Well, it couldn't have been better. It can't get any better than what it's been getting, because now we expect the not unexpected. So with that being said, guys, thank you for tuning in. Again, make sure you go to youtube.com/thegame, THAV1, BDSR Network, thechairshot.com, hashtag use your head, and share this video, guys. Appreciate it. Much love. I'm out.